The Warwick City Council will come to order and the clerk will call the roll. Here.
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 If Councilman Sinapi could lead us in the salute to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
First item on the agenda is executive communications. There are none. Next item on the agenda are general communications. And I'd like to wish Councilman Ricks a happy birthday tonight. Congratulations. I'm glad you chose to spend it with us. There was an article I was going to mention in today's paper. I was going to congratulate the Pilgrim girls field hockey team today for, the other day for winning the state championship. And so many other teams are in playoffs, both our football teams and I know soccer and other sports. And I wish all the other athletes good luck. And the teams, good luck in the next week or two for the fall sports. With that said, are there any other general communications? Councilman Rex.
The commission that this council created, let's see, last month in PCR 105-19, as the media has come to calling it, the Tax Relief Commission. We have booked our first meeting for Wednesday, November 13th, 5:30 p.m. in these council chambers. I would like to, as at least one council member has exercised their ability to designate a person in lieu of themselves to sit on the commission, let the rest of the members of the council know that if they wish to designate a person, please just send that as an email to the city clerk and we'll get that squared away. Otherwise, I wanted to make that announcement for members of the public, especially that we want you to come to this commission meeting. Wednesday, November 13th at 5:30 p.m. And as chair, what I intend is to not keep the meeting going too late into the evening, as we're going to have multiple meetings. We're certainly not going to get through the entire subject in just one evening. So the general plan right now is to have the meeting go for a total of 3 hours from 5:30 to 8:30, and to reserve at least 1 hour, if a full hour is needed, for public comment. And I think that that will strike a good balance between the ability for the commission to gather information, ask questions, and also to hear public input. In general, I'd like to see the commission meetings held the second Monday of the month. That's not possible this month due to Veterans Day, but I think that the second Monday of the month is an ideal time, as the City Council meets on the first and third Mondays of the month in general. And as holidays come up, we will adjust accordingly. The intention is to have the commission, several commission meetings about once per month, but as the needs evolve, we'll adjust accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else under general communications? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I just want to make special recognition to Erin O'Toole, who's a Tollgate senior, for her senior project this weekend. She organized a cleanup with Save the Bay at City Park, and they collected over 100 pounds of trash. She had a number of people there. I was there helping out. It was low tide, so we were able to go far into the bushes and pull out of a lot of stuff. And I just want to commend her for that this is very important to protect our coastlines. And I think it was a great project. And I just want to thank Erin for her great work. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Sinapi.
For those who don't know, the Greater Warwick Lions is hosting a Dining in the Dark fundraiser on November 9th, Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at Cello's of Warwick on Post Road. So again, that's Dining in the Dark, November 9th, hosted by the Greater Warwick Lions at Cello's of Warwick, 2225 Post Road at 6:30 p.m.
Thank you. Anything else? If not, the next item on the agenda is the acceptance of minutes of a council meeting. There are none. Next item is announcement of appointments. There are none. Next item is appointments requiring confirmation, a committee report, appointments.
The committee recommends favorable action for Caroline Cesari to the Land Trust Commission. I move favorable action.
And Councilman moves favorable action, seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on this appointment? I know that we need appointments to the Land Trust. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The appointment of Caroline Cesari to the Land Trust is approved. Next item on the agenda is the consent calendar, PCR 170-19 resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance. For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 170-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item is 2020-188, repair parts for sand salt spreaders, favorable action. 2020-198 has become PCR 172-19. 2020-214, ballistic vest, favorable action. 2020-219, electricity contract, has become PCR 19. I'm sorry, PCR 173-19.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any questions from council members that were not asked during the finance committee meeting? Any questions that were not asked? Okay, yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Yes.
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 PCR 170-19 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 171-19, a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on
171-19.
Yes, 170-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on this abatement? I believe it's in the amount of $40,499.23.
That's correct. It has become PCR 174-19. And item number 10531, an abatement for William R. White. There was an abatement approved for $751.07. Changing the actual abatement on PCR 171-19 to $40,499.23, and the committee recommended favorable action.
And that's going to be a separate bid number, I believe.
PCR 174-19 is a separate bid.
174-19. And I believe Councilman Sinapi is going to recuse himself on that. That's why it was removed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the consent calendar has been moved and seconded. Are there any questions on the consent calendar that were not asked in the Finance Committee? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call a roll. Yes.
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 PCR 171-19 stands passed. First item that was removed was bid number 2020-198, now PCR 172-19. Committee report, finance.
A committee recommended unfavorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion, Councilman?
Yes, the committee recommended unfavorable action with a request to go back out to rebid. It was discussed with the major from the police department, who had no objections.
Any questions from council members that were not asked in the Finance Committee meeting? If not, a yes is for unfavorable action on PCR 172-19, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Bid number 2020-198, which is now PCR 172-19, was passed unfavorably. Next item on the agenda that was removed from the consent calendar is bid number 2020-219, now PCR 173-19. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommended favorable with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Move favorable action on PCR 173-19 with an amendment.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
And I'm looking for the amendment because I didn't write it down.
I think it was amended to 0.0711.
Oh, that's correct. Yes, yes. Hold on 1 second.
Did I kill kilowatts?
Okay, the first item, December 19th through December 20th, the amount was changed to 0.0738. 19 through 21, 0.0720. 19 through 22, 0.011. And a possible extension from December 19th through June 23rd of 0.022.
So Councilman Lattisaw makes that as the amendment, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, any discussion on the amendment or any discussion on the amendment that was not had in finance? If not, a yes is to approve the changes, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Marola? Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
PCR 17319. The amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattisor, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable as amended on PCR 17319.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, any discussion on PCR 17319, formerly bid number 2020-219, that we have not had in committee? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve PCR 17319 as amended. Yes.
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 PCR 17319 as amended stands passed. Next item on the agenda is the abatement of William White, and that is now PCR 17419.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 17419.
For action, Councilman Lattisor.
Committee recommended favorable action on PCR 17419.
Councilman Lattisor moves favorable action on PCR 17419, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, any discussion on this amendment? Councilman Sinapi, I believe you're recusing yourself. That's why it was removed. If there was no questions that council members did not get to ask in the Finance Committee meeting, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is for favorable action on PCR 17419. Yes.
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 PCR 17419 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1815, a neighborhood improvement program, an ordinance that will make landlords responsible for the costs to pick up debris left on the street by tenants. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold on November 18th.
Held to November 18th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 319, an ordinance relative to boat storage on residential property that's not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold to December 2nd.
Held to December 2nd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1719, an ordinance relative to senior and veteran exemptions. It's first passage, it's not drafted. Committee report, public properties.
Hold to December 16th and to transfer to the Finance Committee.
That's held to December 16th and it's transferred to the Finance Committee. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6918, a resolution to establish a Bucky Brook Advisory Committee. That's not drafted. Committee report, Health, Education, and Welfare.
Move to the pending file per request of the sponsor.
Move to the pending file. PCR 15119, formerly bid number 2020-123, electrical maintenance and repairs. Committee report, Finance.
Hold November 18th.
Hold till November 18th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 16219, formerly bid number 2020-158, floor mats, wet and dry mops. Committee report, Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 162-19.
Councilman Lattisor moves favorable action, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, any questions that council members had that were not asked during Finance? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 16219, formerly bid number 2020-158, passes. Next item on the agenda under new business is PCO 1819, an ordinance in regards to no parking sign being erected on the even east side of Oak Ridge Court. A committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman McAllister.
I move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisor, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Sinapi. Any discussion on the erection of the parking sign on Oak Ridge Court? I believe that's supported by a police department recommendation. If there are no questions that were not already asked in the Public Safety Committee. The clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve the parking signs.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr.
Howe? Yes.
Mr. Lattis?
Yes.
Mr. Allison?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
PCO 1819 passes first passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1919, an ordinance of the City Council authorizing the purchase of streetlights, the conversion of fixtures to limit emanating diode LED technology, and the financing thereof through an appropriation obligation and determining other matters in connection therewith. This is for first passage. Committee report, finance.
Hold December 2nd.
Held till December 2nd. Next item is PCO 20-19, an ordinance of the City Council authorizing the design, construction, repair, rehabilitation, and improvement of streets and sidewalks in the city, including but not limited to paving, drainage, traffic control devices, safety improvement, and landscaping, and the financing thereof through an appropriation obligation and determining other matters in connection therewith. This is first passage. Committee report, finance.
Hold December 2nd.
Held till December 2nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 16119, a resolution adopting the 2019 update to the Hazard Mitigation Plan in accordance with Federal Emergency Management Agency approval requirements. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Recommend favorable action.
Intergovernmental recommends favorable action. Since I docketed this, if somebody could move it, Councilman Lattis, or if you could move it.
Move
second,
favorable
seconded
action.
Seconded by Councilman Qualley, Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Is there any discussion on the resolution regarding the update to the city's hazard mitigation plan that was not had in the intergovernmental committee? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr.
McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr.
Navi?
Mr.
Stratton?
Yes.
PCR 16119 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 16819, a resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign on Finance Street at the intersection of Blade Street. Committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Sinapi. Move. Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe. I believe that's supported by a traffic study. Okay. So are there any questions that council members have on the erection of a stop sign on Finance Street at the intersection with Blade Street that were not asked in Public Safety Committee? If not, the clerk will call a roll, and a yes is to approve the stop sign. Yes.
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 PCR 16819 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 16919, a resolution in regards to erecting a yield sign on Omaha Boulevard and Estelle Boulevard. Committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman McElroy or Councilman Howe?
I move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman Lattisaw, and Councilman McAllister. I believe that that is supported by a traffic study.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are there any questions of council members that didn't get to ask about the yield sign in public safety? If not, a yes is to approve the yield sign, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Corley?
Yes.
One. I'm sorry. Yes. One sign's going up.
Two. I, too, support this. Yes.
Yes.
Ward 2 supports this as well.
One
sign's going up.
PCR 169-19 stands passed. Move to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything for unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6? Ward 7? Ward 8? Councilwoman Travis. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye. Council will move to the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 2.
One item. A resolution to add a member of the public, Melissa Schein, last name is spelled S-H-E-I-N, to the commission created by this council in PCR 105-19. And I believe Councilman Lattiser is co-sponsoring this.
Yes, correct.
Put it into appointments. Ward 3, anything to docket? Ward 4, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Yes, yes, Mr. President, I have 5. I have a resolution, and it'll be a resolution to the General Assembly requesting a waiver slash exemption to ride regulations and requirements.
Intergovernmental.
I have in resolution for fiscal impact study regarding power outages.
Finance.
I have a resolution regarding the lease of the Cooper Building.
Public properties.
I have an ordinance with the tentative title employee benefits.
Finance.
And I have an ordinance regarding council office space.
Public properties. Ward 6. Ward 7. Ward 8.
1. Resolution to the Rhode Island State Traffic Commission and the State Department of Transportation regarding Wilds Corner.
Intergovernmental.
Co-sponsored by Councilwoman Travis.
Okay, that will go into intergovernmental. And have a good evening. Council stands adjourned.
So what I remember, what I read...
He asked me, he goes, how many yield signs? And I was answering his question. Then he goes, Ward 3. I said, what?